What's your name?
Kaylee Williams.
You helped organize this, right?
Yes, three of us did this. Haley, me, and Tyler Steck.
What led you to decide to go this route? I know a lot of other schools are doing it, but it probably wasn't just as simple as just wanting to do what everybody else was doing, right?
No, I think the three of us just wanted a way to honor our class members because, I mean, we've all worked so hard this year and the past 13 years, to say the least. And so this was just a way for the community to come out and support us since we can't do actual graduation. And we can just drive our cars, and it's a way to social distance still. So, yeah.
So I'll ask you what I've asked another student or two here. How have the last couple of months been for you?
To be completely honest, I was devastated at first because it was rough. The three of us that planned this are actually speaking at graduation, so to know that we can't actually address our class members face-to-face is difficult to come to terms with. And so we've worked in new ways to figure things out, and it's definitely been a new experience. But to say the least, the community has not let us down. They're still honoring us in every way they can.
That's fantastic. So so since you still get to make that speech, even though in a different way, it's going to be recorded and played back in June, have you been practicing?
Yes. I won't let any of my family hear it yet, but I think my dog is getting tired of hearing me say it because I've been standing there repeating it over and over. So, yeah.
Well, and that's nothing to do with a treat, so, you know, you can't. I'm not going to ask you to give me the speech, but what do you plan? Give me is something that you plan on telling your classmates?
I just want them to remember that no matter what this year came down to, we've all grown together a lot, and we're a community of friends that can't be separated easily by a pandemic. They can't just take this away from us.
Talk to me about the last 4 years in that regard and how you and your classmates have gone through things and things have changed, and kind of the penultimate moment has almost been in some ways taken away from you, but in other ways not.
Yeah, these past 4 years have been difficult, to say the least. I've grown close with a lot of certain students just because we've taken higher courses together, but I've also grown with the other students as well. And to not be able to walk across the stage together and say our goodbyes is hard. To know that we didn't have an official last day, an official day to say goodbye, is difficult. That's the only word I can really come up with. But these 4 years aren't going to waste. We're still going to go on to brighter futures, and this can't take things away from us.
Have you had a lot of other struggles and things like that in the last 4 years?
I don't know. I think one of the biggest things is our freshman year was the year they really started implementing Chromebooks and putting that hardcore in the classroom, because before that it was an optional thing, and then it turned into textbooks were online, everything was online. So that has been a big struggle, especially days when Wi-Fi goes out, because we're not really sure what to do anymore in the classroom. So that's been the biggest thing that I think has changed.
But this has got to top that, right?
Yes, for sure. This tops the Chromebook issue.
So even though this is not what you were, how you would were expecting things to end, what does this mean to you? How do you feel right now?
I've come to terms with it all after a long process, and just the big thing that really sticks out to me is the community and the school is still honoring us. They're not letting our year just fly by. They're doing whatever they can to let us walk across the stage for our graduation, to get our speeches in, to have our end of the year celebration still, not in the way that we imagined, but they're definitely in a new way.
I think that there are a lot of people in the community that frankly are mistaken by some of the changes in terms of the ceremony that have happened, especially as the district was pretty intent for a while in holding an in-person ceremony in some form, but that I think that they wrongly feel that there are people that the district isn't doing anything for you guys. But it sounds like that, as you're saying it, that couldn't be further from the truth.
Yeah, to say the least, because although it's not what we imagined and it's not what we voted for on our survey and stuff, it's still in person and letting us cross the stage. Our name is going to be read, and we're having our moment to say goodbye to our school, because this is the last year GHS is going to be the way it's been seen for decades. It's completely changing. So to have the opportunity to still say goodbye it's nice. It's great that the district did this for us.
You know, I used to say that Galesburg has a parade for everything, but to be quite honest, and I've covered a lot of parades in the course of my career, but this one's not so bad.
No, this is not bad at all. I'm surprised how many people came out. I just made a Facebook post last week and thought it'll be 10 cars. Nobody's going to come. Nobody's going to come watch. And then the city got on board with it. They started getting police cars, fire trucks, ambulance, everybody. You guys caught on. And I was driving here at 2:45, and there were cars lined up Fremont already. And so it's insane how big this has gotten.
And we're talking well before the parade even starts still, and there's still more people filing in. This is fantastic.
Yeah, this is incredible. And to say we didn't get to say goodbye to each other is an understatement, because I think today we're going to have the opportunity, which is sad, but it's also a closing moment.
So you helped organize this. What's that experience, just on a level of having to organize something, been like?
Well, it wasn't as bad as I expected, to be honest with you. A lot of people would think it's a hard process, but the community wanted to honor us, so they jumped on board really quick and got in with it to help us out, and they made it a very easy process.
Well, this is fantastic. I think a lot of the community is going to be really glad to know that you're doing this and that the students are really leading the charge here. So thanks so much for your time, and thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much.
Haley Benowitz is one of the people that is organizing this parade. If that Benowitz name sounds familiar, it probably should, for a number of reasons. I'll start with the last question I asked one of your colleagues here. What's it like been organizing something like this?
It's actually been quite a whirlwind, and just we wanted to do something because so many things have been canceled and postponed, and we just wanted a way to honor everyone, not only those in sports or academically, students who have persevered. So we just wanted a way to honor everyone in the class.
You've had to learn from home. Your dad has had to teach from home. Your mom somehow still has to show up for work every day. But what's the last couple of months been like for you?
It's been challenging. I'm not going to lie. You would think being at home every day and learning online would be tough, but it's extremely difficult, especially learning, like, math is especially difficult to learn online. And taking AP tests from home has been a whole new experience. And I think overall, all the students have persevered and really done well, but it's been a challenge.
And you can't slack off because there's somebody else kind of watching over you in the house, right?
Exactly. I have not had it easy.
Yeah, no, I can't imagine. But although I've been seeing your parents have been kind of celebrating you over the last several days, right, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
So what's that been like?
At first I was very surprised the first day. For every test that I've taken, they've actually gotten me a box of candy. And we are doing the 12 days of graduation currently, so we're about halfway through that. So every night is a little surprise.
Your parents are crazy, aren't they?
Yes. They're amazing, though.
I'm not just saying that, although, to be fair, as I'm talking to you, I'm sitting here thinking how when I started 17 years ago, you were pretty much very, very small and very, very quiet. And now you've turned into this almost full-fledged adult here organizing parades and things like that. Being a senior now, what is that, from that aspect, what does that mean to you?
Being a senior this year, this class has always been something special, and we knew that we weren't going to act like classes in the past, or we just really wanted to make a statement and show the underclassmen what it was like to be a senior and to be, like, respected. And we wanted to show a really good example for everyone, and we've done that on the field, on the court, in the classroom, in the halls, every aspect. And I'm really proud of everyone part of this class, because we just really killed it this year. We're such an amazing group of kids, I think.
Pandemic aside, what has your senior year been like? And really talk about maybe the last 4 years. I mean, obviously, maybe this moment aside, given what it is, but what's high school been like for you?
High school has been a wild ride, to sum it up. For me, I've been mostly focused on academics, but I've also played sports. And I've just really pushed myself in the classroom and to just be the best person I can be. And looking back at myself freshman year, I can see how much I've grown in so many ways. And I have to thank a lot of my teachers, the staff, and all of my friends, and most importantly, my family.
Easier or harder than you thought it would be going through the last 4 years?
In a way, it's been harder. It's gotten harder every year as I've continued to push myself, but I wouldn't change any minute of it.
So let's talk about right now. We're talking before the parade even starts. As we mentioned before, there are cars still coming in. There are people loading up. The student, a lot of your fellow classmates are here. This worked out pretty well.
This did work out very well. I'm very happy with the turnout we've had so far. And like you said, it hasn't even started yet.
What advice would you give if let's say, God forbid, something like this ever happens again to a future graduating class? What advice would you give them?
Let yourself be sad for a little bit, but then build a bridge and get over it and just look on the positive side. Spend the time that you're given with your family and connect with your teachers and friends with the technology that we've been provided and just make the most of the situation, because although it sucks, I mean, we can't change it.
Well, Haley, congratulations. A lot of folks are proud of you and the entire class, and I think that's going to show here today. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And your name?
Tyler Stegg.
You're one of the three organizers, right?
That's right.
At the risk of making this sound like the other two interviews I just did, what's this been like for you, putting this together?
It was kind of crazy at first. We were trying to figure out how to do it without getting in trouble or doing something we weren't allowed to do, so we were real careful about following all the guidelines and telling all the right people before we sent it out to everybody.
What, and again, at the risk of making this sound repetitive, what's the last couple of months been like for you?
Same thing. It's been crazy. I'm a baseball player, so I lost my season. But the learning at home wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Talk about that part of it first.
I dropped one class because it was a computer class that I couldn't do from home. Other than that, I stayed in them all. We just did a short meet every day, talked to our teachers and asked questions if we had them. There wasn't a whole lot of work behind it, but it was good to just talk to the teachers and see everybody in our class.
A computer class you couldn't do at home on a computer?
No, I was in the CSI class, so that's like fixing the Chromebooks for everybody when they break at school.
You didn't just want to drive from house to house and fix them.
You know, that's against guidelines right now. Otherwise, I would have. You know, that class was fun, but I had to, so.
Minor detail, having
to, right.
But the social distancing. But I'll ask you something I just asked Haley. God forbid this happened to another graduating class in a year down the road. What would you say to them in terms of having to deal with it? What kind of advice would you give them?
You just got to look for all the positives you can find. For me, that's having extra time with my family. Like I said, I'm a baseball player, so usually during the spring and the summer, I don't see parts of my family for long periods of time. But right now, I get to spend tons of time with them. So just looking for all the little positives wherever you can find them.
What's been worse, having to learn from home or the baseball season?
Baseball season for sure. At least we got to finish the academic year. I'll never get that season back for baseball.
I'm not the most sports-minded person in the world, but if I remember right, wasn't last season a pretty good one for you guys?
Yeah, we were regional champs last year and one mistake away from winning sectionals as well and going to state. So we had big dreams this year. We were planning on going to state. We've been practicing and preparing to go to state ever since this year started, so.
I imagine the coach has probably been a pretty good motivator for you in that regard.
Yeah, for sure. Coach Pick's been one of the best coaches I've ever played for. He's motivated all of us, kept us on the right track, and he's pushed us all to be the best that we can be.
I'm told I have to go sit in a vehicle. We're running in a parade now. So congratulations on this year. Thanks for doing this for the community and for your classmates, and it sounds like this is going to work out really well for you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.